What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Midnight! Straight up here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
You and I need to have a three-way.
Lugie! 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call as we have reached Wednesday here in the big city, which means game four, the day of, has arrived. A pivotal game four. You know, this is one of those games where the psyche, not yours truly, Positive Tommy, but the psyche of the rest of my fellow Knicks fans will be greatly impacted depending on what direction this outcome goes. If the Knicks win, and I expect them to win, they're up 3-1, and I won't be the only one planning a parade. If they lose, now it's back-to-back losses. Home court advantage is now gone for the Knicks. The series heads back to San Antonio with the Spurs having all the momentum with the series tied 2-2. Here's what I would tell everybody out there. Obviously, you want to win. I expect them to win. Knicks win. They're in the driver's seat, planning parades, up 3-1. It's all over but the celebrating. Even if it's 2-2. Yes, the Spurs would have momentum. Yes, they would have figured out the Knicks, and it's up to the Knicks now to adjust in this human game of chess. But home court doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. Just look at this series. The Knicks would have won both games in San Antonio. The Spurs would have won both games in New York. Home court is not what it used to be back in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s. Look at Indiana a couple years ago. They won a game 7 at the Garden. Look at last year in the finals. Look at this year. You had Philly, and I say that meaning Halliburton, if he doesn't get hurt, Indiana's going to win that game. Game 7 in OKC. OKC lost a game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. This year to the Spurs. The Sixers walked into Boston in game 7, won the series. The Knicks won all their clinching series on the road. Time and time and time again, it's not the 70s, 80s, and 90s where home court really, really mattered. And I don't know if it has to do with travel and the accommodations, maybe just easier. You fly in first class, you're flying on a private jet, you're staying in five-star hotels, you're just chilling probably more in your hotel room. You're not enjoying everything that's around you as much, what New York City has to offer. You know, Wemby's going into a park to play chess or paint a picture. But home court doesn't really matter. So if the Knicks are 2-2 in this series and they got to go back to San Antonio and win a game five, I believe they will. Because home court doesn't mean what it used to be. You don't have to look much further. I gave you a bunch of examples right off the top of the dome when it comes to basketball the last couple of years, but just look to this series. All the road teams would be 4-0. So why wouldn't the Knicks make it a 5-0? And then it's time to close out at home, but even if they don't, they can go to San Antonio and win a game seven. I don't expect the series to go that far, but if it did and they were in San Antonio, I have supreme confidence that the Knicks could win that game. It is not the sports death sentence that it used to be. Where, oh boy, I'm in a game seven in an opponent's arena. I got no shot. I'm done. A young, inexperienced Spurs team walked into OKC, a very difficult place to play, for a game seven and beat the Thunder. The Knicks in game one and two, in a tough place to play in San Antonio, beat the Spurs. A game three, the first finals game at Madison Square Garden in 27 years, the Spurs, with their backs against the wall, beat the Knicks at MSG. Home court doesn't mean what it used to. So as much as you want to be in the driver's seat, and as much as, yeah, you're up 3-1, series over, plan the parade, first championship in 53 years, it's over, it's a wrap. Even if the Knicks lose, I don't think it's time to panic. I don't think it's time to worry. I don't think it's time to say, hey, this series is over because now it shifts to San Antonio. They have to win this game. They can win a game in San Antonio. They've already won two. They've already won two. So that leads me to believe that they could win another one. They could win two if necessary because they've had success there and home court doesn't mean as much as it used to. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie here in the late night. Let's go to Phil in Sheepshead Bed. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
Great.
Listen, Tommy, what they've been pulling on our Knicks are distractions. You mentioned it with the physical play, this, that, bumping everybody. All we have to do is make sure five different guys move that ball, do their regular thing.
Bingo.
That'll overcome whatever they want to do to bring our standards down.
Yep. Correct.
That's my number one point.
Yeah, you're
number
spot
two,
on.
I hate to mention this team, mm-hmm. but I got a glimpse of the Nets tonight. And whoever's going to that ballpark, if you don't get any sleep, watch the team and go right to sleep.
Well, I don't, Phil, I don't know. You want to talk Knicks? I'm not sure why the Mets had to catch a stray there. I'm not really sure why you had to throw that in there. Especially to the great Met fans that attend City Field. So I think that was completely, and Phil, I love you. I think that was completely and utterly out of line on your end. Really. I expect better from you, Phil. But you know what? I'll give you a mulligan on that one. We'll let bygones be bygones. And we'll stick with your first point. And your first point was really the point I've been making all night, and that is the best way to retaliate against Wemby and the Spurs, the best way to beat this team, the best way to make sure what happened in Game 3 does not happen in Game 4 is to move the basketball, make sure everybody's getting their touches, especially Cat. You want to keep him engaged. You don't want to have him disappear in the fourth quarter because he's not involved in the offense. You want Mikal Bridges getting looks and shots early and often. Two quick fouls in Game 3 sent Bridges to the bench, and he was really a non-factor for the rest of the game. Where he has been playing his best basketball of his Knick career during that winning streak. And when you have Bridges elevate his game and Cat has elevated his game, that's where you have the best starting five in basketball now and the Knicks are unstoppable. If those two guys start to disengage and it's dribbling from Brunson and everybody's watching him and late in the shot clock, it's a bailout pass and Shamit's not catching the ball in rhythm, or Bridges is not catching the ball in rhythm, Karl Anthony Towns is not catching the ball in rhythm, and it's sloppy and there are turnovers, and Brunson feels like the weight of the world is on his shoulders, and he's got to do everything and be the hero and put the cape on. That is a recipe for disaster. And not just against the Spurs. That was a recipe for disaster against the Hawks. The Hawks beat the Knicks twice. They were the only team in the Eastern Conference to have the Knicks taste the bitter pill of defeat. Because, and this is a credit to Atlanta, they got the Knicks in a situation where they reverted back to bad habits because of some physicality that they were able to present.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And the Knicks did things that they did throughout the regular season when they were losing games or in a losing streak. And that is not having Cat be the focal point of the offense, Bridges sort of going through the motions offensively and not being aggressive offensively and not being a part of the offense, and Brunson taking too many shots. Too many shots from Brunson, too many turnovers, not enough ball movement. That's why they lost. Not because of the officiating, which has become the rallying cry here. And I don't have a problem with Mike Brown doing it. That's what a coach is supposed to do. It's not crying. It's not, hey, this is the way basketball is. It's physical, and sometimes you don't get the... Now, I will say this. The reason the Spurs are getting more calls, especially in... The officiating was worse in game two. If we're going to sit there and say which game... But you know why? And I say this, as you know, with all love and respect, but you need to hear this, and I think it comes better from a Knicks fan. Because if I'm not a Knicks fan, you're going to, oh, shut up. But I'm as diehard a Knicks fan as you're going to see, so this is a safe place. The officiating was worse in game two, but it wasn't a topic. You know why? Because the Knicks won. That's why. So everybody's happy. The team's happy. The fans are happy. So you just let it go. But when you lose a game, it becomes more of a thing. And Mike Brown talks about it after the game, which he should do. You want to save those type of things for after losses. If he had done it after game two, that would not be smart strategy. Hey, we won the game. Let me complain about the officiating. No, after you lose a game and you don't get enough whistles in your mind, or though it's been brewing for the last two, maybe even the last three, now is the time to say something. Because you are at home. And you hope that by publicly shaming the refs, you'll get more of the calls. But the reason why the Knicks didn't get the calls, and I do think it'll help Brown that he did that, because it's helped or it's worked over history and decades of basketball, coaches doing that. The reason the Knicks weren't getting on the line as much is because they were not the aggressors. The Spurs were.
when you become a jump shooting team and your offense is not in flow, you're not going to get to the line. And OG had 9 free throw attempts and Brunson had 8. They were aggressive. They got to the line. Wemby only got to the line 9 times. And then Castle got their 6. Everybody else, it wasn't much. So I think it's being completely overblown. Now, the 2 plays, the Cornette one on Hart, and then the one that just has everybody going out of their minds, which is the Wemby foul that wasn't a foul that the league admitted was a foul. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, the league is not going to give Wemby a flagrant for that. And they have protected him in this playoffs. He is the, in their eyes, probably the current, but certainly the future face of the league. I'm sure they're not happy that he continues to do this or he's skipping media sessions after losses. They probably prefer for him at moments to grow up a little bit, but he is a super young player, a super talented player. And when you are great, this is in any line of work. When you are great and you are a moneymaker and you are a draw like Wemby is, people look away. And by that, I mean, you know, higher ups, they're going to look the other way. They're going to turn the other cheek. Yeah, we didn't see it. You're going to get away with stuff when you are at the peak of your profession. And not only that, but, you know, even if he's not at the top right now, the idea is he's going to ascend to the top. And then, of course, building the game internationally. The worst thing you could do as a fan is getting caught up in this crap and spending all your time worrying about this nonsense. It's not the reason the Knicks lost. They're going to protect Wemby. The Spurs are going to be physical. They're going to try to get to the rack, so they're going to get calls. What the Knicks need to do is be more aggressive, and they'll get, like, they weren't phantom calls. The Knicks were fouling the Spurs. The Knicks need to be more aggressive. Cat's got to be more aggressive, and the way he's more aggressive is by getting more looks. He'll get to the line, just like OG got to the line, just like OG and Brunson got to the line just as much as Wemby. The problem is Cat didn't get to the line because he didn't get the ball in his hands. If he did, they would have more free throw attempts. Shamit's not going to get to the line. He's just shooting threes. Bridges never gets to the line. And they didn't hack a Mitch. So that's not going to beef up the free throw attempts for the Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. Luke in the late night here on The Fan. Let's go to Mo in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mo?
What's up? Hey. First of all, Tom the Bomb, as you always say.
Yeah, that could be. We could put that in the nickname.
We already spoke about it.
Oh, we spoke about
Tom anymore.
Oh, that's right. We would do more Tom than we would do Tommy, or we'd go Lou Gower more. Yes, I do remember, and I still owe you for the guy in the place that I'll never forget. But we did talk about that. I apologize if I had a little bit of a brain fart there. Yes, Tom the Bomb. Yeah, you know, we always bring the energy here, that's for sure.
Yeah. When I was watching last night the game, the biggest problem that I had was that they went to the monitor to review Brunson's foul on Champagne, and they called that a flagrant. I didn't see a foul on there. He turned his back. I didn't see any foul.
Yeah, and Mo, again, and this is just the way I operate. I know I gave an overarching talk about it with the officiating. For me, if we sit here, we're going to talk in circles of this should have been that, that should have been this, this should have been that, this should have been this, and it's just you're spinning your wheels over and over and over and over again. When the reality is, the Knicks did not play their game. And that's why they lost. And if they play their game later on this evening, they will win. If they play their game on Saturday, they will win. This series will be over in 5, and we will be celebrating next week at a parade, either Monday in all likelihood or Tuesday. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey here on After Hours. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Luigi.
Hey.
Hey, Luigi, Mark, Menda, Mark here, and you there, Luigi.
What's up?
Listen, I miss the schmooze, but listen, I'm a Knicks fan, but you know, listen, we got to give credit to the Spurs. The Spurs won the game because the Knicks couldn't stop the Fox and Wemby pick and roll, and the Spurs were a more physical team. You hit it on the head. That the way the Knicks are going to win is they got to copy what the Spurs are doing to us. They're going to be the more physical team. Let's be honest. If Wemby played like he did in games 1 and 2, like he did in game 3, we're in trouble. We could be down 2-1 or 3-0.
Well, listen, they definitely made a major adjustment with Wemby offensively, which was smart on their part. I'm not sure why it took them 3 games to figure this out, but That's to the Knicks' advantage, and that is to get the ball to Wemby down low in the paint where he is virtually unstoppable instead of living on the three-point line, which he can knock down threes, but where he is lethal, and that's another reason why you get to the line a lot, is when they just lob it to him down there, easy looks, dunks, layups, and lobs and foul calls on the Knicks. So I expect the Spurs to continue that formula, especially off a win where it worked. The Knicks got to get back to their game, too, though, which is, hey, moving the basketball around. Everybody gets their touches. Get Brunson off the ball. Get Cat the ball at the top of the key. Everything that we saw in that 13-game winning streak, they got to get back to that and not go back to their bad habits, which they did in Game 3.
Agreed, but that pick and roll, I mean, that Fox and Wemby, it's like Stockton Malone. It's almost unstoppable. I mean, he kept dunking the ball right on their head.
Yeah, and
I mean,
listen, Fox has had a bad series. He looked a little bit better, and obviously had the back-breaking shot that made it 5-2. When he is on his game and he's banged up right now, he has so much speed that he can get to the tin. He can give Brunson problems when Brunson is guarding him. Fortunately for the Knicks, De'Aaron Fox is not 100%. He stinks from three-point land. I would try to make him shoot as much as humanly possible from three. When he could get close, though, that jump shot, he's not fading away a ton or a layup, that's where he's at his best. And then, yeah, the pick and roll. I mean, obviously, you're lobbing it up to a guy that's 7 foot with seven or whatever Wemby is, so that's easy money.
Can you imagine if the Knicks or Spurs would ever get a LeBron James or Kevin Durant next year? I mean,
but who cares about next year? What does that have to do with anything? That doesn't matter. I'm not worried about enough. I don't want either one. I don't want Durant, the biggest mooch in the history of the NBA. He could go mooch off somebody else. And I don't want to ever hear about LeBron James and the Knicks ever again. So I'm not worried about next year in terms of that. I'm worried about this year. Let's get these two wins, and then we could have a summer of celebrating and talking about next year. 888-8. I felt like that phone call started off talking about the past, and then he's talking about the future. Let's talk about the present, even though I am the future. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Joe in Brooklyn here on After Hours. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Tommy. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, I've been wanting to call you for a couple of nights now. I had a bunch of questions, but I couldn't take the time. So I'll ask you a couple back to back.
Of course.
First one. You do know, by the way, that Martin Garrix is making a show in Barclays Center? Just throwing that out there. I know you like him. I also do.
You said Martin Garrix has a show at Barclays Center coming up?
This weekend.
This weekend he's got one coming up. When, though? It better not be Saturday.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday.
Okay, obviously Saturday is a complete no-go, but I'll look into it to see if there's any tickets. I appreciate the tip. I did not know that. I love me some Martin Garrix, and Barclays is a great venue to see concerts and all that type of stuff.
Right. So one thing, I've been looking at the ticket prices, and I've been thinking, would it be a good investment to buy? I'm more of a football guy. I don't know much about basketball. Mm-hmm. Besides the fact that the Knicks are in the playoffs, I jump on the bandwagon because I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm.
But would it be a good investment to buy Giants season tickets? And because it looks like it'll be good,
yeah.
And then I can flip them.
Yes.
Would it be or a better team?
So let me get this straight, because I think this is where you're headed. The Giants have obviously fallen on hard times as of late, but you feel like with Harbaugh and Dart, this could be sort of a Knicks situation where you're buying early, and in a couple of years when this team is rocking and rolling, you can sell those seats when they're often playing January football.
Yeah,
I think it's a great, yes. So I think that's a great idea. Evan basically did that with the Knicks, and say what you want about Evan, but there's a reason he's a millionaire. He's super smart. He's super, so he knows how to get in early. I think that's if you have the money and you could able to pull that off, yes, I would, because I do think, Joe, that the Giants have a very, very, very bright future. They have the two things that you look for in the NFL, and that is a quarterback and a coach, and they have a coach that'll build culture. So great question. Yes, I would buy season tickets for the Giants.
How much do these tickets go for?
That part I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. And I just brought him up. The best person to ask is Evan, because he has season tickets for basically every team in this town. So he knows the finances and the financials. I don't. I could look it up for you in a break and then maybe, you know, say it on the air. But I don't know really how much it's going to cost. And I don't know what your financial situation is. But if you're able to swing it, I do think it will be worth it to you, because this team is going to be playing a lot of January football, I believe, with Harbaugh and Dart.
Nice. And I have two things on the game.
Yeah, of course.
One, I'm a Trumper. I like Trump, but I don't like what he did. He killed the vibe last night. It's too much security. He had to fall asleep halfway through.
Yeah.
He likes sports, but don't think he cares that much about it.
Well, I do think he obviously he's a New Yorker, and of course you, when you're a New Yorker, you're a Knicks fan. And he was obviously invited, and he took the invite. I think that he's going to get all the attention in terms of killing the vibes or whatever, but I don't think just because there wasn't a watch party outside of Madison Square Garden or an extra long line, I don't think that had anything to do with the outcome of the game. I thought the crowd was loud. I thought they were crazy, energetic, and loud. The Knicks just didn't give them a big reason in that fourth quarter. If they did and the Knicks had a monster fourth quarter, that place would have came unglued, and you wouldn't hear about the president throwing off the vibes.
Right. And by the way, I asked you a while ago about, when you still did the settle the debate, I asked you two questions. One of them you said you'll get back to. Another one, I hope I could change your mind.
Okay. What were they again?
The first one was Avengers Doom Day versus Doom Part 3. Now, last night when Timothy Chalamet was at the game, I saw on YouTube, they put up something on the Jumbotron of... Not the Jumbotron, whatever it's called.
Yeah, whatever, yeah, big screen. But they did a teaser for Dune 3, and they come out, remind me again, the same weekend, right? Late this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And what was the debate again? Which one you would rather see if you could only see one?
Yeah.
Okay, Avengers.
Actually, before the trailer came out.
Now all the trailers. I just saw one for the Avengers the other day, another teaser trailer. I would go Avengers in that spot. Yeah, I was like just...
I don't know what you're thinking, but whatever. And the second one was, I asked you this. You told me you'll get that on the air. I missed it. But it was, in terms of EDM music, it was Dutch versus the world. I asked you this by
Joe. You're right. And it wasn't STD. It was Settle the Debate. And by the way, I know there's a lot of fans of STD, Settle the Debate, and Ask Tommy Anything. I know we have not been doing those as of late. And there's a reason for it. It's not because I've forgotten about it. It's not because I don't like the segments. It's just when the Knicks are in a playoff run like this, plus baseball starting up, the NFL draft, it is arguably right there neck and neck with September, October. It is right there as the busiest sports time that we have, especially when we get a deep run from one of the winter sports. You know, the Knicks are on a huge run or the hockey teams are on a huge run. It is just insane how much the sports is just at the epicenter. So we don't have as much of a freer time to sort of have a little bit more off-menu, non-sports type of hour-long segments like that. We will bring them back in the summer. Once this Nick run is done and the dust is settled and the confetti is fallen and all the partying is done and the celebrating and basking in the glory of the first championship in 53 years, we will then open it back up to those segments. I didn't really give that one enough thought again. Now I will. I've written it down. So when we bring it back up, if you could do me a favor, just call me back up there and we will settle that debate. I appreciate you holding me accountable. That's on me for not having it for you right now. It's been busy. But once we loosen things up in the summer and there's more free time, we will certainly discuss that. But yeah, to me, it's Avengers over Dune. And I love both franchises. I do. And I've talked about this a lot at length. I have been to the movie theater. Now, part of this is my wife does not like movies. Believe it or not. And if you've heard me talk about her, it's more believable than not. I can maybe get her to watch a movie on the couch. But to go to a movie theater, and this is really when we were dating, when we were engaged, now that we're married, she's just never been a big movie person, period. So she doesn't really want to go. I'm not going to go solo. For anybody that does that, I'm not trying to knock you, but I don't want to be the dude that's 40 solo at a movie theater at noon on a Saturday. That's just me. If you are that person, I'm not knocking you. That's just not the way I would necessarily roll. And when it comes to like seeing my friends these days, the older you get, I want to take advantage of those opportunities when I see my friends and do something I think that is better than going to see a movie. And again, if that's what you do, that's cool. I probably should do more of that because I would see more movies. But I have been to the movie theater twice since 2019. No, I should say 20... Okay, I take that back. Three times. So starting in 2019 to now, three times. One was Endgame. I actually did get my wife to that one. She had no idea what was going on, and I've told this story before. She spoiled one of the big things in that movie. What be that as it may, it wasn't the big, big... I don't know. I'm dancing around this. If you haven't seen the movie, you know there's two things at the end. One is huge, huge, but the other one, perhaps not as huge, but that was the one that she spoiled. So it was Endgame. It was Rise of Skywalker, the final in the Skywalker saga of the Disney Star Wars movies, or the sequels to the originals, which then the prequels came out when I was younger. And then I saw The Iron Claw, which is the movie with Zac Efron about the Von Erichs, which is a very famous wrestling family. Those are the three movies that I've gone to the theater for since the start of 2019. Outside of that, I haven't. But when it comes to Avengers, I will be at the movie theater. I don't know if I'm going to be at the midnight one. I used to go to the midnight movies all the time. I love that stuff. I really did. I've always been a night owl, and I think it's just cool to just be there for that moment. Plus, the crowds, I'll say this nicely, the people that go to those events are very into the movies. Is that a great way of saying it? Is that a nicer way of saying it? So you get like the energy and the applause. I love that stuff, man. I really do. I don't sit there and applaud, but I appreciate people that appreciate those movies. Because deep down, when it comes to that stuff, I definitely am a nerd at heart. There, I said the word. I didn't want to say the word, but I said it about myself when it comes to those movies. But I'll be there. I don't know about Midnight Madness. I don't even know if they do that stuff anymore. That's how disengaged I am from going to the movies. But I will be there for the newest of the Avengers, which comes out later this year. And when it comes to Dune, that'll be one I see on my couch. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We're going to get back to basketball. All your calls. I see everybody lined up here. We want to talk Knicks. We want to talk game four. You want to talk officiating. And I will address some of the behavior of Knick fans out on the streets and at these watch parties. That's coming up, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with a right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
12:33 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours. 888-808-1019. You know, this really ties into the last segment because this is from High School Musical. We talked about Zac Efron, and this is in all likelihood the first time a High School Musical song has reached the airwaves. You know me, though. Any song that's out there, as long as there's a good beat in behind it and we turn it into a house music, I will play it. And you're hearing those songs again tonight. Tomorrow night you won't, because we will be on YouTube. We're still trying to figure out ways to incorporate these songs, which are, whatever, I can't play them on YouTube, but we are figuring out a way to have these songs on YouTube eventually, because this show will be on YouTube every night in the near future. But it will also be on tomorrow night and after these Knick games, like it's been over the last couple of games. Programming alert ties into that. Yankees are on during the day tomorrow. I will be on, not in my normal spot that I would be after a Yankee day game, which is 7 p.m., because it's a open night, like we call it in the business, which means it's a five-hour Big Lugowski. That's not the case tomorrow. I will be on 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., so I'll be the first voice you hear after the game. I'll also be on YouTube after the Carton Show post-game show on YouTube, so figure 20 minutes after the game ends. That's where you can check me out on YouTube. And immediately, as soon as that Knick game ends, I'll already be on the air. I'll be on the air since 10 o'clock. So when the game ends, or even during the game, check me out. I'll be the first voice you hear. Line it up, calls, reaction, all the takes, all the pomp and circumstances to what I think will be a Knick victory, up 3-1, headed to San Antonio Saturday night for the clincher. And what a night to clinch it on, a Saturday, a ton of celebrating here in New York City. And speaking of that, we'll get into the behavior. And it's not everybody, it's not all Knick fans, unfortunately, become sort of that narrative. But we know better here in New York. It's just a select people that are, and there's been videos all over the place with just nonsense that's going on at these watch parties. So we will dive into that coming up in just 1 second. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Paul in Levittown. What's up, Paul?
Tommy, hey. What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
What do you hear? What do you say?
That's right. That's right. What's happening?
I want to talk about Wemby. I'm trying to stay positive here, but I don't understand why we're so easy to accept that certain players just get certain calls or get special treatment.
What do you want to do about it, I guess, would be my counter to that. What's the course of action for the league protecting him, which is clearly what they're doing?
Yeah, well, that's my point. They shouldn't be protecting him. I mean, yeah, I understand he's a superstar. They want him to be the face of the league, but Brunson is also a superstar, and he's not getting the calls.
But he does, though. That this is where, when you go down this road, there are times where Jalen Brunson, full steam, drives into a player. That player's just standing there minding their own business, and they call a foul. If we're looking at this and not through orange and blue colored glasses, which I get, we do, but Brunson he'll take contact and fall to the floor. Look, he seeks it. He gets to the line. You know, Brunson got to the line a lot last night. He plays the game too. Now, they don't view him, the league does, like they view Wemby. They view him as a star and obviously the best player in the biggest market, but they're not going to protect him to the level they protect Wemby. But Brunson does get calls. It's not fair to say he doesn't.
They called hit a flagrant foul on Brunson for not letting the guy land. But meanwhile, Wemby did the same thing to Josh Hart, and they didn't call it.
Oh, listen, there should have been a bunch of flagrants. Though the one play on Brunson should have been a flagrant. They didn't call one. But they even decided tonight, I don't know if you heard, Paul, they're not even retroactively calling it a flagrant. They said it should have been a foul, but they're not going to put it. It is. I agree with that. That stuff, to me, that needs to be policed better, and that's what I mean by they're protecting him. I'm not going to get nuts about the officiating. I think that's more on the Knicks not being aggressive. But when it comes to nonsense like that, it was the elbow against Naz Reid against the T-Wolves, skipping the media with the Thunder series after game 5, I believe it was. Wemby has done enough here where he should be penalized in some way, but I think the league is protecting him. Now, I agree with you, that's unacceptable, but I don't know what the action is, we as fans, what we could do about it other than just beat them, shut everybody up, and crown ourselves as champions, and then the coronation of the Spurs being the now team is going to have to wait a little bit.
That's it, man. I'm with you. Let's go. Knicks in five.
Yep, Knicks in five. Love it. That's the best thing I could serve you there. That's the best course of action. That's the best way to have revenge. Because they are protecting him. But if you feel like, hey, how do we shut everybody up? How do we get revenge on Wemby? The best way to do this is to win this series. Not to get caught up in all this drama and nonsense. A little bit too much of that is happening now. And I think the players are focused. I do. But they're being tested when it comes to that focus. And honestly, the best thing for them is probably to get out back on the road in San Antonio, where it's not all the stuff going on, which they're used to. But when it becomes one after the other, after the other, after the other, it's just human nature for it to seep in a little bit. That being said, the Knicks didn't lose last night because what should have been a flagrant on Wemby or Trump being there or lack of a watch party outside Madison Square Garden or officiating or any of the other stuff that are great headlines and talking points and certainly get you clicks online and that type of attention. The reason why the Knicks lost the game is because they reverted back to a lot of the bad habits that bit them in the ass throughout the regular season when they were losing and early on in that series against the Hawks, which is too much Brunson, turnovers, too many shots for Brunson, not running your offense through Karl Anthony Towns, not engaging Mikal Bridges in the offense, not having everybody touch the ball movement, the continuity, the connectiveness. That was non-existent outside of the second quarter, certainly not in the fourth quarter when you need it to be, in game three. That's why the Knicks lost. And that's what they need to correct and flush that down the toilet and bring back what they did during the 13-game winning streak. If they play that brand of basketball, and I would put JB off the ball a little bit, have Alvarado bring the ball up the court, that's one of the reasons why you brought him here, is because he is a true point guard. Don't have Deuce do it. If Brunson is taking a beating, get him more off the ball, and don't fall back into where Brunson, hero ball, put the cape on, dribble a lot, late in the shot clock. If he doesn't get a look, it's a bailout pass to Shamet in the corner. He's not ready. He takes an awkward shot. And you had, the result of that was Landry Shamet had the worst shooting game he's had in feels like months. He missed a million shots. The guy missed one shot against the Cavs. One three-pointer. And last night he couldn't buy a bucket. Now, I don't expect that to continue. And the good thing about Landry Shamet is he is not afraid to take these big shots. He's not. He's got Goyunes. He's got no fear of the moment, of the big shot. As long as it's in rhythm, as long as this team is flowing, you give Landry Shamet enough shots, he is going to knock down those threes. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sean in Oldbridge here on The Fan. What's up, Sean?
What up, Lukey?
Now, Sean, can I pencil you in for the YouTube watch tomorrow? I know you watched me on YouTube last night. Can I get you to pencil you in here for the YouTube? I'm inviting you for the YouTube show tomorrow. You'll be there. I'll obviously be on The Fan as well. You call in, you listen. But I know you watched it last night on YouTube. Can I get you down for the YouTube viewing tomorrow night as well or later on this evening?
Sure. I got you. I'll be viewing, but I won't be chatting.
You know what, Sean? You know I love you, but you're doing me a favor. I just figured I'd invite you in. You enjoyed it. But the Shore is kind of like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. You know, sure. I thought I'd get a little more energetic response there from you. Yeah, yes, awesome. But yeah, sure, I love you. You know that. But Shore is like,
I'll
top
you. Hell to the yeah.
There you go, Sean. That's why I'm the total package. Like, I am Lex Lugauer because, you know what, when I sniff out an answer that's kind of whatever, I think this is what helps when you're married for as long as I've been. When I hear sure from the wife, I know that it's not the greatest of responses. So I flip it back on her, and then you get a better response. So we're good to go here, Shawnee.
Of course. And I got to address the game. So it was close. And then you were mentioning about like how the watch parties and stuff like that. I saw all of that on like social media and like all those fans going at each other. That I thought that was just like and just like very, just like this disgraceful.
Awful. Awful. It's a terrible look. Look, we are the greatest fans in the world, in the greatest city in the world. And I'm not totally sure that everybody that's acting like this are even Knick fans, but unfortunately they're at these Knick watch parties, so they get clumped in as Knick fans. It is awful. It is a terrible look. This is not Philly. This is New York. This is a great run. This is a once-in-a-lifetime run for all of us, or especially if you're around my age. If you're older, you've seen a championship. For a lot of people, this is the first time experiencing this. The idea that, you know, you're going to behave like this, especially against some Spurs fans. If somebody wants to rep their city, rep their town, then let it be. You shouldn't be acting and behaving the way that you're acting. Some people are acting on the streets. It's the worst. It's awful. It's disgusting. I don't condone it on any level. And you're ruining it for other people. And you could have the situation where these watch parties get canceled. I'm sure the city doesn't want to do that, because you're talking about just a few people doing this, and you don't want to, you know, penalize everybody. And these watch parties are awesome. The scenes are awesome. The weather's amazing. The Knicks are amazing. And I would just say this, man. Go out, have a great time. Rep your city, rep your team, be passionate, be energetic. You see these videos, it's part of the Knick culture in terms of the awesomeness that happens on the streets. But if you take it too far, which some people did last night, that's where it gets out of hand. Yeah, and it's like, dude, come on, all this stuff's on video, too. It's mind-numbingly dumb.
21 people got arrested,
yeah.
Boogie.
Yeah, well, look, you're on video, and you're doing things that you would get arrested for. So I you can't condone it. It's bad behavior. It's unacceptable behavior, and it's just like yes, sports is crazy. We're passionate, but we're all humans. We're all part of this great country, or just all part of this great planet. You know, show a little bit of
show them respect
and decency to people. Like, what are we doing over sports? Come on. So it's just, and I see it too. Like when I'm on the train, you could just feel the nature of everybody. Like there's one thing with being like gassed up and being electric and being passionate, but when you take it too far, for whatever reason, that's where it just becomes unacceptable behavior.
Yeah, and it just makes you look foolish and silly.
Yeah. And then you pay the price for it. Even, you either get arrested, or you get beat up, or God forbid, something worse. That's the thing. Like, you mess with somebody on the street, you don't know what the heck's going on. Like, use your brain. Really, honestly. Just be smart about stuff. Be safe, be smart, and be respectful of people. You know, trouble will find you if you look for it.
The only thing I don't like about Manhattan, and it's going to be real, is because the one time I got lost.
Well, Sean, that can happen sometimes, but luckily you have a cell phone, you go on your GPS, there's a million subways. You can get lost in New York City, but it's easy to be found. You know what I'm saying? Because there's just so many different ways to get around this great city.
Yeah, and I'm going to make one more point. I got to bring up the Yankees, because they have been red hot, especially Goldie. He's been amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm really, like, loving how he's hitting against these lefties. And
unbelievable.
The way he's producing, it's beautiful. It's like poetry.
Talked about, absolutely, Sean. I for one, was critical of the running it back. But one person that was, and Bellinger for sure, but another guy that was a must signing and a great signing for them, I should say, was Goldschmidt. Like, bringing him back was certainly a smart move. He's amazing against left-handers. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. He's a steady bat in that lineup. Defensively, he's great. He's just incredible. He really has been a big piece for the Yankees this year.
I totally agree. And then before I go, I want to shout out my man, Al Cintron. I know he's going to be on soon, but shout out to you, Al.
Unfortunately, and I hope everything's good, but Al, unfortunately, is not on tonight. It will be Gordon Damer coming up in an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah. Schedule change. So Al will not be on later. It will be Gordon. So anybody that's, I know this is normally Al's spot, he is unable to be at work tonight. So we sent him the best. I saw him last night. I assume everything's good. Maybe he's a little under the weather. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him, but he's just not here. Yeah, so he's probably just sick. You know, it happens. You know what? That's going around, because if you were watching the Met game tonight, or better, if you were listening to the Met game, Steve Gelbs sounded pretty crummy. He was sounding like his voice was shot. Now, he was calling the play-by-play out in San Diego, so it's probably just extending your voice. But, yeah, sometimes the voice goes. Sometimes you're a little under the weather. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tony is in Middletown, Delaware. What's up, Tony?
What's happening, Loogie?
What's happening? What's shaking?
So, I just want to say, man, I think, we as Knicks fans, unfortunately, we're devolving into Eagle fan territory. I mean, our behavior is becoming really disgusting.
Yeah, Tony? I don't want... This is... Unfortunately, when you say it that way, Knicks fan behavior, it feels like, all right, now you're talking about me, you're talking about everybody, and it's we know it's only a select few people. It's not everybody.
Well, in the building. No, in the building.
Oh, you're saying in the building. Oh, I thought you meant people outside. Gotcha. What about the
inside? No, I'll represent it when they're saying, like, you know, with the, the F Wemby or F this person. Come on, that's so Bush and disgusting. Come on.
This is what I would say, Tony. I would imagine most of that is from people that are like 18, 19, 20. If you're a 40, 45-year-old man and you're shouting F Wemby, you probably, and this is coming from somebody who wears their hat backwards as a 40-year-old, you need to grow up. You need to grow up a little bit. I'm sorry.
It's thunderous, though. Come on. Yeah. It's kind of thunderous in there.
I do think that you want to have that. At the same token, though, you want to have that strong home court advantage. You want to have where people are scared to come in Madison Square Garden because it is this wild, crazy thing. You're going to hear things that are just off color and off putting. But I do hear you to a degree. I'm actually more offended by stuff that goes on outside the arena and people just going after Spurs fans and behavior that is just deplorable. saying F Wemby inside the building. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. And then two quick things. So first off, we still had that game and we just missed some shots at the end.
Correct.
And I gotta tell you, Bloomberg's grandson, that dude was looking cool as I don't know what, man. I tell you, did you see him?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And Bloomberg was there.
Real cool.
Yeah, Tony, it was one of those things where it was a very star-studded evening, and what you figured.
Saying his grandson though. If you need to peep his grandson. That dude was styling.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is, though. I mean, people style out. I'll double check back on that and double check that one because I think I saw it, but it didn't, like, register. I was more worried about...
Yeah, he's like 8 years old, but, you know, just real, that kid was cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, let's elevate, though, Knicks fans.
Yeah, yeah. Tony, I like I said, when it comes to the stuff that's going on outside the stadium, that's you're getting in fights and things of that nature and... You're going to get arrested, and that's where I would be, hey, grow up, stop acting like that. This isn't Philly. This is New York. Have some class. As far as inside the arena, I don't necessarily want to police the fans, so to speak. I know if you're 50 and you're doing the F Wemby chants, probably should not. But still, you want to create an environment that is tough for the opponent. And you want to make it loud. And people fan in different ways. You're not hurting anybody, and there's no harm being done if you chant F so-and-so. If anything, it's more lazy. Like, you can come up with a more creative chant than that. That's probably what I would say. Like, be more creative. You know, this is New York. This is a passionate, the most passionate sports town there is. So a little bit more creativity. But if you do the F Wemby, I don't have an enormous problem with that. But this is only going to get more and more crazy the further this goes and when the Knicks win a championship. And I'll say this, and I know in the back of my mind that not everybody's going to, but do the best you can to behave. You can't stop the person next to you, unless it's your boy, from, like, if they're going to act a fool, you could stop them. But you, if it's a stranger and they're acting a certain way, my best advice would be to get the heck away from that. You don't want to be pulled into that on any level. It's not worth it to any degree. I could say everybody, you go out there and behave, I know better. And you could only individually or tell your friends to knock it off if they're part of this. And I hate to sound like that, cause, oh, here's the 40-year-old guy. Because I do think a lot of the people that are out there on the street, it's a younger crowd, for sure. That's part of the young sports fan's way of celebrating. You're in the streets, it's all this stuff, you're climbing up things, you're doing... Be safe. Don't break any laws. Don't get any fights. And don't harass Spurs fans. It's try to treat everybody with respect. You could heckle somebody a little bit. There is a back and forth that sports fans have, which has always been a part of sports and will always be a part of sports. But some of the stuff you're seeing on this video that are out there are just disgusting. And not a great representation of the city and us as sports fans and us as humans. So I just, it's got a, you could say it and not everybody's going to listen or care, but hopefully this type of backlash towards it will make people behave a little bit better. I certainly hope so. Because it does take away from what is an awesome run and an awesome moment. And like I said, the intensity of this is only going to elevate here as the Knicks get closer and closer to a title. They win one more game. What do you think tomorrow night's going to be like? They clinch. What do you think Saturday night's going to be like? Well, whenever they clinch, I think it'll be Saturday, but let's say it's game six. The parade, all that stuff. And I haven't heard of any watch parties being canceled, but if they do, you know, cancel them. Hard to blame anybody for canceling them. If this is going to be the behavior, again, it's not everybody behaving like this. You know that. If 3,000 people go to an event, but five people act a fool, those five people ruin it for 3,000 people. Plus, our law enforcement's got to deal with this stuff. Like, come on. What? This should be celebrating. There should be no negativity surrounding this with behavior outside the arena. Have your fun, have your viral moments, celebrate, do your chants, do all the things you do, but don't take it too far, because that's where it becomes something that just makes all Knicks fans and all New Yorkers look bad. Leave that stuff to Philly. They've had decades of looking bad. They're used to it down there. Don't try to bring that mentality up here. 888-808-1019. Is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Fleeks, they moved my fan focus thing again. I don't know who came in here and cleaned everything up, but I don't have it in front of me. I'll take a quick call. And then
from when you did it an hour ago?
Yeah, no, that one. That one was one of the ones where we, inside baseball, where we throw out. That was one of those ones because they sometimes print one out. And that one I either threw out or I doodled all over it and then threw it out. So the throwing out one is on me. But the one that's in the saran wrap or whatever they call this, that one used to be in front of me. That tells me that C-Mac usually does the fan focus. This is where Craig seats. He's like, hey, do this for me, will you? The fan focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Karl Anthony Towns needs to be the focus of this offense. The offense needs to roll through him. That's what was making this Knick team click. Cat getting his touches. Plus, you want him engaged. He was not involved in that fourth quarter because I think, much like Bridges, you don't get Cat going and you don't give him his looks. You don't get him in the flow of the offense. He doesn't just snap his fingers and turn a light bulb on like a Brunson does often in the fourth quarter to just turn it on. Cat has got to be involved early and often. You could lose him. Same thing with Bridges. But Cat is the key because this offense took off once Cat was the focal point. So that needs to be what this team gets back to. And I expect them to do that, and they better, because if they don't, they will suffer, in all likelihood, the similar fate to what they had in Game 3. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. Lugie in the late night. Another hour to go. Gordon Damer comes your way at 2 a.m. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. We'll spend a lot of time in the final hour taking your calls. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video. Yo.